Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Delos Yonke. The big story yesterday was the U.S. House passing its version of the Farm Bill, but also included in that story are still differences within the GOP and forcing a delay in taking up year-round E15 legislation. Another setback in an effort for more stability, as our Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
The E15 fight overshadowed farm bill action as oil patch Republicans split with ag Republicans over changes to small refinery exemptions, a spat that almost torpedoed the farm bill. Top ag Democrat Angie Craig, an E15 supporter, on the GOP move to delay a year-round E15 vote until May 13th.
I personally witnessed both sides saying that they had a gentleman's agreement to bring E15 to the floor and not to bring E15 to the floor. And I would just caution my colleagues on the other side of the aisle who believe that there is a deal to get E15 to the floor, that there are some antics and tricks related to going back to the Rules Committee that folks may be planning.
A scenario that could allow GOP E15 opponents to water down year-round sales legislation while delaying sending the farm bill to the Senate. That after they nearly prevented the House from taking up the farm bill. The House passed the bill 224 to 200, 14 Democrats backing it, after debating past midnight and passing numerous amendments by both parties. Ag Chair G.T. Thompson rejected charges the bill was partisan.
This bill passed with bipartisan votes out of committee. So the political talking points for November that this is a partisan vote, this or partisan bill, are just outrageous. You know, you can't hide from the truth.
Democrat amendments passed would provide online enrollment for disaster aid, increase the loan cap for biorefineries and bio-based products, and strengthen biological pest control on farms. GOP riders would ban foreign adversaries from buying U.S. farmland, reauthorize the Grain Standards Act, and remove costly emission mandates on farm equipment. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay, Washington.
And local reaction, Kevin Simlow, Illinois Farm Bureau Executive Director of Government Affairs and Commodities, visiting yesterday with our Rita Frazier.
It's exciting that it's out of the House, but this is a three-legged stool. And right now we got one leg up. Now we need the other two. Now we've got to get over to the Senate. And so the debate will change. The dynamics are different in the Senate. We're encouraging them to pick this up quickly. The Senate does tend to seem to want to drag their feet a little bit more, even than the House does. It'll start with Senator Bozeman, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and his team dissecting what the House has sent over, and then we'll see what they roll out.
Kevin Simlow with Illinois Farm Bureau visiting with our Rita Frazier, and you can hear that full conversation on RFD Illinois and RFD Today, heard on many of these same stations. Meanwhile, this week, the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged due in part to inflation and economic uncertainty caused by the ongoing Iran conflict. Four Fed officials voted against the decision, which is the most in more than 30 years. Three of the four supported the decision to hold rates, but, quote, did not support the inclusion of an easing bias in a statement at this time, unquote. The benchmark rate remains steady, and Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he will stay on the Board of Governors for an indefinite period, squelching rumors of retirement. Merit Auctions, your farm, land, and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or virtual auction for a timed online event, call 833-273-9300, the RFD Radio Network.